The Talmud tells us there was once a man who gave a loan. He gave a loan to an individual named Bartalmion. Bartalmion. And like Bartholomew, yeah? Bartalmion. Bartalmion denied ever, he denied that he still owed the loan. So the person who gave the loan took him to court. Bartalmion really took the loan and he never paid it back, but Bartalmion claimed he had paid it back. So the courts told Bartalmion he would have to take a vow. So Bartalmion, he was prepared for that. He took his walking stick, he hollowed it out, he stuck in the coins of the loan, sealed up the walking stick, and when he went to take a vow to put his hands on the Sefer Torah, he said to the guy who was suing him, he said, "Could you hold my stick for me so I could take a vow?" So the guy held the stick, and then he placed his hand on the Sefer Torah and said, "I swear by God that I already placed the money of the loan back in his hands." And the guy who heard him take the vow got so upset, "How could you desecrate God's name? What's wrong with you?" He bashed the stick on the floor, and the stick opened up and all the money came rolling out. And the courts saw what Bartalmion had done, and they realized that they have to mend this breach. So ever since that story, the courts instituted that when a person takes a vow, we tell him, "We want you to know, you're going to say the vow, and you're accepting the vow in accordance with what we mean, and we understand the way we see the facts. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking. You're going to say the words we dictate in accordance to our understanding of those words." Because we have to preclude situations like this, right? The Talmud is full of stories like this. You know, a guy wants to be a meanie to his wife. He could play a lot of games like this. But technically, halachically, our speech has as much weight as we give it. And if we notify in advance that I don't mean what I'm about to say, so that has weight. Yeah? Okay.